Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch with you, joined alongside Matt Douglas. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Time now for our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program. And today we're talking about Lorain County Growth Partnership. And here to help us explain that, Don Romanchik is sitting with us right now. Don, thank you for the time. As always, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Yourself?
So far, so good. I mean, I wish the freezing rain and the snow would stop, but, you know, I don't have my magic wand. I can't wave it away just yet. But, you know, obviously a lot of layers to this, the Lorain County Growth Partnership, and it's provided by a number of different organizations as well. Yeah. Here you've got listed the Board of Commissioners through Workforce Development, Community Development, the Lorain County Community College, Lorain County Chamber of Commerce, Lorain County JVS, Workforce Institute, Small Business Development Center, and the Port Authority as well. So clearly a lot of moving parts.
Early on, early 2000s, the Board of Commissioners, the college, many of those members had determined that there had to be a better way to do economic development. We all had a piece. We all had a role. And it just needed to be done better and smarter. And really, that is the whole purpose behind the growth partnership, is that no matter who you go to, no matter where you go, you will end up at the right place. So we're constantly meeting, we're working together, and we're able to meet a company, meet someone looking to open a business, meet an entrepreneur. And for me, it could be sending them to the college in Glide. It could be sending them to Small Business Development Center, or it could be over to Workforce Development or JVS for training and finding employees. Or the right place may have been where they actually started with, say, my organization at Community Development for the Board of Commissioners and working on an incentive package. So really, that's what it was about, was making sure we all knew who we were, what we're doing, coordinating efforts so that we would not be a bother to companies when we're going out to talk to them, that we would be coordinating our efforts. And so ideally trying to speak with one voice.
And certainly that could be a tough thing to do when you're talking about multiple organizations. But again, that's why you guys meet monthly, to kind of get an update on some ongoing initiatives. Right. And let's establish some of the collaborative programs that you guys have worked on with the events and work, some examples. And we can go back 1 month in time to see the most recent one, the October Manufacturing Month.
Yeah, Manufacturing Month has been something that the Growth Partnership really has embraced and been able to marry up both a need of our local businesses as well as a concern of our residents, and that is to be able to not only have and maintain good-paying jobs within our community and supporting our tax base, but providing employment opportunities. Manufacturing Month, for many, many years, manufacturing kind of fell off as a potential career for many people. But what we have learned, and what some people always knew, was that manufacturing is a career that many of our residents can go into, and many of our younger people should be looking at, where there's a low barrier to entry. You don't necessarily always need a four-year degree and the expenses and the time that it takes to get that degree. You could go in with an associate's. You can go in with some skilled training and build a career path where you're actually being utilized to a very high extent, where you are being creative. It's not, manufacturing has changed over the years. And the whole purpose of Manufacturing Month is to expose the community and the potential workforce to those careers and allow our businesses to open up the doors and show what they have to offer and what they can be. We've been doing this now for about 6 years, and it has grown every year. We were just at Riddell. They've just invested a huge amount of money into a new facility and actually brought more people to the county, more employment to the county, by transferring workers from other places in the country, as well as they continue to hire locally around here. So these are the opportunities, and we're working both with our schools and the education system, as well as then our manufacturers. And we've been to other places such as Thogas, even the Chronicle was a host. And, you know, people might not think of the newspaper as a manufacturer, but here in Elyria, we still print our own newspapers. And that is, you know, making things and, you know, building. So it's been quite an opportunity just to expose people and to show that need. And we're all, everyone is anxious to host, it would seem now. So it's been a good thing that continues to build momentum. And I'm actually already looking forward to next year for that. But similar, later on, May of 2019, we'll be coming up on In-Demand Jobs Week. Now, that's a little bit different, where we're looking at specific jobs where there's great demand. And again, letting people know these job opportunities are here. And then how do you access those jobs? What training may you need? And then having our partners there, Community College, JVS, to be able to let people know that they can be those gateways to those careers where you can, you know, have a good life and support your family and support things that you want to accomplish. Our careers, our jobs are things that allow us to do other things that we would like to do and want to do, and to support our community. So, you know, these are incredible opportunities that the Growth Partnership really embraces to improve our local community.
Absolutely. Again, we're being joined by Don Romanchik here on our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program. Today, we are talking about Lorain County Growth Partnership, which, again, has a lot of different facets to it. And you had alluded to In-Demand Jobs Week, which I think is a lot of fun to discuss because, you know, what we're discussing here essentially is people that really need to go out in the community and look for prospective employees. And that's that was kind of a problem in the past, but now it seems like there are more employment opportunities.
There's in fact, we right now have a lot of businesses that are having a hard time filling job openings. Unemployment is relatively low across the county, and we've got businesses that I think if you drive around the county now, you'll see the old-fashioned help wanted signs that are now in the window that wasn't that long ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, you did not see help wanted signs out. I see billboards for businesses looking for people as well. So again, we're trying to create these connections between our business community, the jobs that are available, and then people looking for jobs. And then also, I think you're going to see evolution where we might be looking to bring people, recruit people here as well, to be able to fill some of these jobs and to make sure that our businesses are healthy and strong and that they have the workforce that they need. But we are continuing. Our workforce development does a great job of trying to match skills and get people to our businesses and provide them the hand up that they need. And they're supported by JVS, our community college. And we continue to make programs available for both the job seekers as well as for our employers.
And speaking of those, I mean, you mentioned that you're working on applications for USCPA Workforce Development and Job Training Grants to acquire the funding so that those who are interested in pursuing such jobs or careers, there are grants available, there are funds out there that are available to help in the training of that as well.
Correct. Last year, and we will be looking to go after these funds again, through the USEPA, there's an opportunity for us to kind of build off what we already have. And that was how we've tried to build this program with support from both the Board of Commissioners, the College, JVS, and even the Chamber of Commerce was very active in helping us put together an application that wasn't a lot of money, but what it provided was, one, a framework on addressing how would you kind of build these programs, and then two, provide us the money necessary to kind of bridge gaps. And so that's what we'll be pursuing to give people an opportunity to begin to build off what you'll hear is certificates, stackable certificates, so that they get the basic training that they need to make an entry into environmental related fields. And that can be in the construction trades when you're working with asbestos or lead-based paint, both on deconstruction or demolition, as well as then after you're done deconstructing an area or getting it ready and then remodeling. So there are jobs in the construction trades. There's also probably what more people would think about on the environmental field, where we've got brownfields across the county that the county has gotten grants to help identify and then to prepare properties for redevelopment. The city of Lorain has received, the City Port Authority. So throughout the county, we've identified properties. We know what we need to do to get them cleaned up. And now when we go to clean these properties up, ideally we'll have a local workforce that will be able to be employed on these sites, so that not only are they being employed, but they're doing a job that is actually redeveloping their community and their home. And so, you know, programs like this are just really something special. And it's a way for us to reengage our people to be able to be employed and give back to their community. And when we do things like that, we see a lot of job satisfaction.
Absolutely. And you'll see a lot of satisfaction as well with some working class families. And we can see how that develops here as well. And along those same lines, you know, recently there was a tour by the Brookings Institute and the American mm-hmm. Enterprise Institute as well. And it was to help develop some new policies to address the needs yes. of those working class families as well.
And this was actually an opportunity that the community college had brought to the Growth Partnership. And thought that it was more appropriate not to be a college-branded activity, but rather the Growth Partnership. And so all of our members actually actively pursued bringing people in to not only hear what some of those policies were, but more importantly, to actually comment. And so we had private businesses, we had our local government agencies, we had nonprofits, foundations, we had basically the whole community there, not only to hear what is being considered, but to be able to comment on. And to give you an idea, one of the things that came out of it, which was a little surprising from my perspective, was that the speakers were not necessarily very knowledgeable about our JVS, Joint Vocational School, and how strong that system not only is in Ohio, but how strong our Lorain County JVS is in being able to not only provide job skills and training and that vocational training for our youth, the high school age, but also how active they are on the adult ed side in transitioning people from one career to another. And it was conversations like that that were very, I think, eye-opening to these think tanks that will actually be helping shape policy for the coming, you know, the coming decades on workforce development and how do we prepare our people and our citizens and help improve the plight of the working class that for too long now it feels and has seen a decline in the standard of living.
Very good stuff. Well, Don, thank you so much for the time. We always appreciate you coming in studio and shedding some light here today on the Lorain County Growth Partnership, which, again, involves a lot of different folks, a lot of different organizations. So we appreciate the time.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you again. Don Romanchik joining us here on our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program. We need to get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL.